Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska is the beef state, and many of us have had beef delivered to our homes to enjoy with our families. But if you're considering having a large portion of the carcass delivered to you, you'll have to make some considerations first. Extension meat specialist Jordan Wicks talks about what you'll need to be prepared for before the beef is delivered.
So the first thing that they probably need to think about is when they bring it home. And that's part kind of thinking about it backwards, which is, are we going to have enough freezer space? And I think a lot of times people take animals, and I know this from some good friends that have gone and picked up product before, and then they go, I guess I'm going to run to the hardware store or the Lowe's and go buy a new freezer. So first thing is making sure that what you purchase is what you can take, right? We don't want to waste food. We don't want to get home and realize it's not going to fit in our freezers. So that's part one. So do we have the space? And so, you know, a good rule of thumb is if you have a quarter of beef, you need a 4 cubic foot. If you have a half a beef, you need 8 cubic foot. If you have a whole beef, you need 16 cubic foot, right? So basically a full chest freezer is what you need for a full beef. So some of that gets a little bit an oversight. But the other things that you need to think about is, what are you wanting to get out of this? Are you wanting to get a high quality custom cut? Is this something that is, we had an animal, we needed to call it, understanding your expectations of what that product should look like. So for instance, if we take a really well-finished animal, you know, maybe a yield grade 3 choice and higher up in quality, you know, we may want to think about how we want that cut and process versus something that, you know, we may have just called from the herd and go, well, you know, it might do okay. You might want that process differently. So thinking about what it is that you're expecting, that how that animal to perform when it gets on the rail. So for instance, if we had a call animal, you know, we may take most of that into ground beef, right? But if we had a high quality carcass hanging on the rail, we may think more about, well, let's go ahead and get more steaks, more roasts, more value added cuts that we could add to that. And sure, it may add a little bit more price point to your processing fees. But if you're going through all of that, you know, it may be worth it to you. And that's all a little bit of preference, personal preference. So those are things to think about. But if we even take it a little bit back to the beginning, is getting that animal to the locker, right? So we want to make sure that when we take them to the locker, that we keep them off feed for at least 12 hours. Of course, we want them to have access to water, but to make the job easier on our processor side of it, we want to make sure that we're working with an animal that doesn't have a full rumen or a full stomach if it's a pig, because that can lead to some a little bit more tricky situations in the gutting and evisceration process, which could potentially lead to some more contamination, which would have to be trimmed off, which would lower your actual yield that you would get back, right? So things to think about on that sense. Anything that you could do to help make sure the animal is comfortable and calm. So if you do have to travel further, you might want to show up the night before or early in the morning to allow them a little bit more downtime or lairnage time in the pen so they can kind of calm down and rest. Other things to think about from a producer standpoint or taking your product is really meeting with your butcher and walking through their cut sheets, understanding what are they capable of doing, and understand what those cuts would look like, what it looks like coming back. You know, how are they going to package it? Is it one steak per bag, two steaks? You know, are we doing hamburger patties? Do we want 1 pound ground beef versus 2 pound? So really going through that and asking the questions to your processor to make sure that you understand what you're going to get when you get it back. So those are some things, the basics that you want to understand going into it.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.